We left off yesterday with a kasha that when you say Kriya Shema, you have the halach is you have to be makabel upon yourself in the first parsha, the ol, the yoke of Malchus Shemaim, of the kingship of heaven. And then in the second parsha, you have to be makabel on yourself the ol of mitzvahs. So I asked a very straightforward question, I think, which is, what more is there to the ol of Malchus Shemaim than you'll do what Hashem says? And if that's the case, so then what is the additional thing you have to find yourself only in the second parsha of all mitzvahs? That was my question. Anyone have an answer they want to share? I want to tell you something interesting. I asked this question to Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and because it bothered me a lot. And it's Allah Halacha. You're meant to do this when you say Shema. So he said the most amazing insight to me. He didn't blink an eyelid, and he said like this. He said that I'm understanding the word ol wrong. People think the word ol, which is what the cow wears, the yoke, means a burden. You gotta take shoulder two burdens. He said, that's not shot in the word ol. And ol is, what's the function of the yoke of the cow? It's to keep the cow going in the straight and narrow. The cow, because his head is locked in, his neck is trapped, he can't go off course. And that's shot in what an ol is. So he said, the first ol is to accept that Hashem's for real, and to, like Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, Hashem's there, and to guide your life by that principle. You know, the O, which keeps you on the straight and narrow, is there's a Hashem, there's consequences, He created me for a reason, etc., etc. So since He's real, that guides your life. I'm accepting that upon myself, the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, that Hashem's there, my life is led in that way, that keeps me on the straight and narrow. Then he said there's a whole new, much more subtle thing, which is the second parsha of all mitzvahs is that Hashem relates to us, communicates to us, based on our mitzvah observance. And that's what the pshat and the words are, if you see them. It basically says, if you're a good boy, so then Hashem will make things good for you, so you can go on being a better boy. And if you're a bad boy, Hashem will react to you and make things difficult for you to push you back on the path. So get this. The pshat in the old mitzvahs is that you should take as a guiding principle in your life, when bad things happen to you, that's Hashem talking to you in response to your mitzvah observance and redirect your life accordingly, both for the good and for the bad. So it's a whole different world. The old mitzvah is to believe that what happens to you is a direct consequence of your mitzvah observance and to realign your life according to that principle. It's beautiful. So we have the luxury in brachas of having space to talk a little more halacha lemais than ideas because we're ahead of schedule, thank God. Anyways, we're holding in Perek Beis of brachas, Mishnah Gimel. It says, Hakore es Shema, one who reads the Shema, I'm going to try to read to you the words of the Mishnah and translate them as verbatim as possible, so those who want to write the translations can get them also. Akore es Shema, one who reads the Shema, v'lo hishmiya la'ozno, and he doesn't cause it to be heard to his ear. He doesn't hear what he's saying. The Mefarshim will seem to say it's talking about you whispering, or you're almost not whispering, you're less than whispering. I found very little that say what I think is a much more common case in our days, which is it's noisy. Well, you're standing by the bus station, and you're waiting for the bus, and you're saying Shema, and there's traffic, and if you're whispering, you don't hear. I didn't see much like that angle, but I think that's for sure that you're saying it, but you're saying it without really, not loud enough to hear with your ears. If you would just be eyeball reading it, that would be called hear, not even kore. But you know what I mean, there's like that middle ground there. That Shema means you have to actually hear, O Israel, listen to what you're saying, and if you don't hear the words, literally hear them. The Tanakh Kama says, you are Yatzah, and Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yatzi. Rabbi Yossi said, because Shema is literal, and the Tanakh Kama said, that Shema means to understand. As long as you understand it, you're Yotzi B'diyah. But for sure, the halach is that you have to chachila hear the words you're saying, which would apply on the train to speak loudly, and maybe put your fingers in your ears on the airplane and so on. Okay. Kara v'lo diktak b'osiyoseha. Now, if you read the words, but you weren't midakdek, you weren't precise in the letters. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yatza, he says you're still Yotzi. Now, the Pasha says this is when you take words that end with the same letter that the next word begins with, and you say them so fast they mumble, they blur together, you know? Like, for example, Esev Besadecha. So you can mumble them, they can merge together, and so on, right? Al Levavecha. You have to pause, and it becomes Al Levavecha, one long word. So Diktat Bosiyaseh means to put the proper spaces in there. So get this, you're actually saying the words, you're just not saying the spaces properly. And that's the question here. Again, that's the machlokas. Allah l'maisa we paskin yotzi b'di yaved. Like Rav Yossi, you're yatza. But
L'chachila, you have to do it, but b'di'evad yoyotzi, l'chachila, you have to try to pronounce it clearly. Now, this is not the case that David was suggesting, that you're mumbling the words. If you're pronouncing the words wrong, the pashas are not saying them, you're not yotzi. Much worse. If you're not saying the words, you're not yotzi. You mispronounce the words, right? Shomer Pesayim Hashem, the pasuk we say in Hallel, right? It means, you know, Hashem protects the
fools,
there you go. But if you look carefully, I'll give you homework. Look carefully how to pronounce that word, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, and see if it's Pesayim or Pesayim. I'll give you homework to do. It makes a big difference. And Rav Milinowitz holds, if you say that discrepancy wrong, Pesayim or Pesayim, sounds the same, right? If you say it, very similar. He holds one you're Yotzi, one you're not Yotzi. Not Yotzi. That's much worse than Lo Diktik Bo'os Yosef. Yeah, that's not saying the word. That's the wrong word. Right? So that is a middle area, gray area. Ve'ahavta or ve'ahavta. Because if you say ve'ahavta with the accent at the beginning of the syllable, that means and you loved, past tense. Ve'ahavta, and you will love commandments. So it's a gray area where if that's Lo Diktek or worse than Lo Diktek. But either way, when it comes to Kriya Shema, you have to be articulate. That's important because the mitzvah is to say it. And similarly, by the way, by Halal, when the mitzvah, the Rabbanan is to say those very words, you can't mumble or miss a beat, or you're perhaps not Yotzi, even B'di'evet. One other point that the Halacha brings down, of course, Laman Tizkaru, okay, because Tizkaru with a S sound. And by the way, I'll point out something very important to you. Remember the game Chinese Whispers or Telephone? When you are whispering that mode, you actually, it's impossible to say the letter Z. There's no Z in a whisper. So if you're whispering under your breath, Shema, it's basically impossible to say Tizkaru with a Z, Z sound. You better say it out loud, Tizkaru. Because if you say Laman Tizkaru, it means so that you'll get reward from Schar. Laman Tizkaru, you should remember. The Rav brings it here. I think the pshat is that's worse than Lo Diktek. That's like saying the wrong word. Okay, fine. Hakora lemafreya, if you read it out of order, order lo yatzi, you're not yotzi. This doesn't mean the three parshas out of order, like you said vayomer before you said vayam shemoa. That's not the problem. The problem is you say the psukim, like mobile out of order. You mix up the actual order of the psukim, that loses the integrity of the meaning of the parsha, you're not yotzi. I was thinking just today, maybe someone knows Hebrew better than me, the word mafriya, I think it's just a modern Hebrew word, I think it's a modern, must be from this word to cause a guy to get all mentally out of whack. Set him out of internally out of order. To be mafriya, to cause him to be speculation. It's on the tape, I hope I'm right. But Karavita, if you were reading Shema and you made a mistake, which happens, so in Yachshu l'makum shata, you go back to the place where you made the mistake. The common place of the commentators bring, of course, this first and second parshios have many words in common, right? Because it's talking about the mitzvah of tefillin. So if you were, you know, not that you ever would, but if you're reciting it by rote and you weren't paying attention, you're not sure, am I in the first parsha or second parsha? Let's go back to the first parsha, that's the halacha, to the last place you know for sure you didn't get derailed. But the halacha is, by the way, once you get to the word lama'an yirbu, so then we already say, like, you know, you've gone, your mouth knows the way in the Shema, it took you, you didn't mess it up, you don't have to go back. But if you're in the middle, you think, oh my gosh, where am I? Then you got to go back to the first one, okay?